What's the mood of the team right now, Carson, with five games to go and the record being what it is?
Hungry for a win. Desperate for a win. We had a great, we started off practice and it was howling winds and pouring rain. And, considering those circumstances, had a good day's work, good meetings. There's no slough off, there's no complacency. It's guys are hungry. Guys want to get a win.
Guys, have Darren and Goodson back out there again.
Great. Just to see him in the huddle. It feels like it's been a lot longer than it actually has. But just good to see them in the huddle and see them get reps and, see Darren smiling and hitting the hole hard. And same thing with Goody. Just good for the team, but also good for the offense to have those guys back.
Dennis said that he thought that Marcel Reese has earned the right to be a ball carrier now, even when these guys are back. And there'll be some sort of role for him in that regard. What does that, you think that could add over the last five games if you have different guys they can carry with different styles?
Yeah, it gives you something to worry about defensively preparing for us. You don't know what, if Marcel's been in the backfield to block when Darren's been in the games, and now, it gives us a little more unknown. You don't know exactly what's coming at you. Marcel can catch a ball to the backfield. He can run it. Darren can block. Marcel can run it. It gives us just kind of another dimension, and I think that's the right way to say it, earn the right, because the way he's run and you don't expect a fullback to come in and be the starting tailback and be as good as he's been.
He's scored just once on the opening drive this year. Has there been a reason why the offense hasn't started better this one?
There's been a lot of reasons. It's been a number of things in each game. 10 different things in each game. And it's something that we understand, we know, and it's something that there's some urgency about us. We know that we talk about it all the time. Last week we talked about it and didn't do it. This week we're going to continue to talk about it, and we expect ourselves to go down the opening drive and score.
Do you guys start with scripted players that you work for?
Mm-hmm. 9-3 against these guys, but how much change has there been since the last time you saw them?
Personnel-wise, there's been some changes. Philosophy-wise, they've gone from they're now to a 4-3. They were 3-4 for a long time. New D coordinator, but same aggressiveness, same kind of. It's they've always been just a salty group, big physical group that can rush the passer, but really can stop the run and can really push the line of scrimmage. So a lot has changed personnel-wise and look-wise, but. They always seem to be a big physical group that can still rush the passer. There's a lot of teams you play that are really big and physical, and they're there to stop the run and kind of push a pocket. But they have two guys on the edge that can rush the passer. Just a good physical group up front.
How is Pryor held up being inactive all these times in a row? Is he still inquisitive? Is he still we talked about in training camp about how eager he was and everything. Has that continued, or has there been times where it appeared that that being inactive has gotten to him a little bit?
No, there's been zero drop off. He's in a tough spot being the third string where you don't get a chance to dress out. But studies his butt off, continues to work, gets as many reps as he can in practice, and is completely into it.
What have you seen with Jerron Kreiner, his development this year? He played a lot on Sunday.
Yeah, he's gotten more reps the last handful of weeks. Made some good plays. Made a really nice catch last week. It's being a rookie and being a third or fourth round pick. There's not a whole lot of expectations, but he wants to play every play. He wants the ball thrown to him every time, and that type of attitude is what makes guys like him that don't get a ton of reps end up being great players. I think he can be a great player. He just needs to continue to work and continue to get more reps.
Is that it, guys?
All right. Thanks.